听力课堂，听 class.com。
Welcome to lesson 6. For this lesson, you will need a pencil and a piece of paper. Listen to this part of the conversation between Connie and Jake.
Where's Maria?
I don't know. She might be caught in a snowstorm somewhere.
Try her house. She might be home.
I called. She's not there.
Where's Stephen? Have you heard from him?
No, not yet.
Well, the show must go on. We'll be able to do today's show without them.
No problem.
Except we can't find the scripts. Do you know where they are?
They must be on the bookshelf. I put them there yesterday.
Ah, here they are.
Now listen and repeat.
She might be. She might be caught.Caught in a snowstorm. Caught in a snowstorm somewhere. She might be caught in a snowstorm somewhere. She might be caught in a snowstorm somewhere.
Try her house. She might be home. Try her house. She might be home.Try her house, she might be home. Must go. Must go on. The show must go on. Well, the show must go on. Well, the show must go on. Except we can't find the scripts.Except we can't find the scripts.
They must be on the bookshelf. They must be on the bookshelf. They must be on the bookshelf. I put them there yesterday. I put them there yesterday.
By now you know that when we use might or might not, we are expressing a possibility. And we often use must or must not to express an assumption. For example, when we say,
Maria might be home,
we mean it is possible that Maria is home.But we really don't know. When we say,
the scripts must be on the bookshelf,
we mean that we assume the scripts are on the bookshelf. In other words, we are almost certain that they're on the shelf. Listen to the following situations and decide whether to respond using might or using must. For example, you hear,
Jake hasn't slept for a long time.
Be tired.
And you say,
he must be tired.
Or you hear,
when will the new furniture arrive?
Arrive today.
And you say,
it might arrive today.
All right, let's begin.
Jake hasn't slept for a long time.
Be tired.
He must be tired.
When will the new furniture arrive?
Arrive today.
It might arrive today.
Jake's alone in his office, but I can hear him talking.
On the telephone.
He must be on the telephone.
Mike doesn't know where to go on his next vacation.
Go to Europe.
He might go to Europe.
Stephen told me he was on pins and needles.
Be very nervous.
He must be very nervous.
Mike said to call it a day. I wonder what he wants us to do.
Stop working.
He must want us to stop working.
Now take your pencil and a piece of paper. In a moment, you're going to have a dictation. But don't write anything yet. Just listen.
An ancient city was built 3,000 years ago by King Herod. Today it is buried under the water and under the sand of this Mediterranean coast. Archaeologists look for objects there. They look for pottery, statues, temples, and coins. They hope these objects will help them understand the past.
Now take your pencil and a piece of paper. Listen to each group of words again and write what you hear. Ready? Let's begin.
An ancient city was built 3,000 years ago by King Herod. Today it is buried under the water and under the sand of this Mediterranean coast. Archaeologists look for objects there. They look for pottery, statues, temples, and coins. They hope these objects will help them understand the past.
Now listen as you hear the paragraph for the last time. Take your pencil and try to correct any mistakes you find. Ready? Listen.
An ancient city was built 3,000 years ago by King Herod. Today it is buried under the water and under the sand of this Mediterranean coast. Archaeologists look for objects there. They look for pottery, statues, temples, and coins. They hope these objects will help them understand the past.
Now use your paper to answer the following 6 questions. Give short answers. Question 1.
What was built 3,000 years ago?
An ancient city.
Question 2.
What king built the city?
King Herod.
Question 3.
Today the city is buried under what 2 things?
Under the water and under the sand.
Question 4.
What is the name of the coast where this city is buried?
The Mediterranean coast.
Question 5.
What four things do the archaeologists look for?
Pottery, statues, temples, and coins.
Question 6.
What do they hope these objects will help them understand?
The past.
And I hope these lessons will help you understand the English language. This is the end of Lesson 6.